Social media is a huge part of our daily lives nowadays. I'm going to talk about the impact of social media on our lives. First, I'm going to discuss the advantages and then the disadvantages of social media. One of the biggest advantages is that it's a great way to keep in touch with our friends and families all over the world. Functionalism is concerned with what things do and with the results that follow, rather than with what things are. It is the yin to the yang of structuralism. From the functionalist perspective, a psychological state's meaning emerges not from its components, but from its end product. Referral programs that are enhanced with automation and sales enablement provide an organic channel for marketing and direct sales professionals with simple tools for driving a consistent flow of high-quality leads. Salespeople have all the information they need to contact and nurture advocates and prospects and facilitate seamless communication with referrals to dramatically increase the numbers of leads converting to customers. To set up these subscriptions, look for funny little icons. This is the standard orange one. You may also see these. These little icons say, "Hey, subscribe to me. I can save you time." Once you find one of these buttons on your favorite site, click on it, and the page that appears will give you everything you need to subscribe. After you click that button, one of two types of pages will appear. Switzerland has long attracted liquidity from around the world. In fact, it attracts more capital than it uses domestically. Switzerland therefore exports capital, making it an important source of funds for corporations and borrowers from around the world. Got that daily vegetable thing down yet? Why not? Take a shortcut on the road to better eating. Each 12-ounce bottle of V8 has more than a full serving of vegetables. V8. Now if they could just bottle that daily exercise thing. It's creamy. It's crunchy. It's heavenly. It's decadent. It's a snack. It's lunch. It's even breakfast. I want to preside over my very own starfish colony. I want to introduce my legs to the Caribbean sun. And with American Express, I can. The new Mercury Mountaineer is designed not for the roads less traveled, but for the ones we travel most. It's been thoughtfully designed to offer advanced safety features. You choose the bread for the irresistible cinnamon swirls. Deciding what goes on top is easy. Land O'Lakes butter. Maggie Lawrence pushed a curling tendril of dark brown hair from her face. She looked around at the empty train platform, considering her next move. The train was strangely on time, a possibility her greeter might not have considered. She picked up a suitcase in each hand and sat down on a bench facing the tracks. The day was warm and sunny, with a slight breeze to keep things comfortable, a typical late August morning in a 1949 prairie town. She had nearly dozed off in the sunshine when she heard a deep voice beside her. "Miss Lawrence." She jumped up quickly, knocking one suitcase on its side as she did. "Yes?" It was then she looked up into a set of piercing blue eyes surrounded by a well-tanned face that was set maybe not in disapproval, but certainly not in welcome. "I wonder what I've done now."
"And now it's Tommy Davis to bat. It's a swing and a miss. Here comes the next pitch, and here we go. A nice hit by Davis. How are things going over at Dad's place?" "They're going. It needs a lot more work, but it's coming along. The new girl has some good ideas." "She does she? And how might the lovely Sam be doing?" "Shut up, Jake. What's wrong, little brother? Did you finally meet a girl that isn't flattered by your charm? Hey, look, Alex is up. Let's go, Alex."
He found her in the backyard. He took his hat off and ran a hand through his hair.
"I was wondering if you'd be interested in joining me and my brother Jake and his family for dinner next Saturday."
Sam's lips parted, but no sound came out.
"Look, if you're busy or something, it's no big deal."
"No, I... Well, it's really sweet of you to ask, but I... Wait, did you say Jake?"
"Yeah, my brother's name is Jake. What's the problem?"
"So you grew up here?"
"Yeah, I grew up here."
"Why didn't you say so?"
"I didn't see the point."
"Didn't see the point?"
"Look, I didn't lie."
"It's called lying by omission."
"I should have told you, but I didn't see the big deal, okay?"
"No, it's not okay."
Becoming whole can be an interesting process of uncharted territory. Many overlook this process. They assume their life is the way it should be. They dismiss it by saying, "I have been hurt, I have hurt others," and it's just the cycle of life. This is not the end of the story, nor is it the way God intended it to be. Thinking about whole, you think of a pie. You might even think of words like entire, lacking nothing, nothing missing, perfect, and complete. All of these words are good synonyms for the word whole and give you a good picture on its literal meaning. However, what does whole truly mean when looking at it through the eyes of Christ? Why is it important that we be made whole? As I began to read the scriptures containing this story, I wanted to know why, in the midst of the fifth chapter of Mark, that it was necessary to talk about this woman,